Hello, Royalty Records Superstar Hotline. Who may we ask is calling, please?
Hi, this is Domino's Pizza.
I like pepperoni, please. I already placed the order.
Pepperoni today, sorry.
Okay. Amy Metcalf, our special guest on It's a Show. It's an It's a Show shorty. So we got to get down to business, Amy. You got a huge week coming up. Tell us what's going down in your world.
Well, I've got my first EP ever, Inside Out, coming out on Monday digitally and Tuesday physically. I've got a signing and an acoustic performance at HMB in Bower Mall, Red Deer, Alberta at 6 p.m. And on Thursday, I have my CD release party, doors open at 6, performance at 7 at the Holiday Inn Chalet at Westerner Park, Red Deer, Alberta.
So you got the full band show at that bad boy, correct?
Yes, sir. It's going to be a concert.
What do you prefer more, doing the acoustic intimate stuff where you're like, oh, excuse us?
I don't get to perform with the band very often because it costs a lot of money. For me, when I get to play with the band, it's really special. So for right now, it's definitely the band is my preference.
You know, let me just say, if I knew how to play an instrument, I would play for you for free.
I play the trumpet. I'm in.
Sparky plays the trumpet.
Well, you know what? My song Senses, it's the first one on my album. I actually played the Glockenspiel on it. So, I mean, awesome. If you could pick that up, you could be in the band.
I don't even know what that means, but I want to do that because I love that name, Glockenspiel.
You don't know what a Glockenspiel is?
Like who is the world's greatest Glockenspiel player out there? Like the Eddie Van Halen of Glockenspiel.
I mean, it's like a xylophone kind of, but prettier.
I played with the xylophone when I was a kid, like a small...
Yeah,
small.
Everyone did.
Okay.
The little rainbow one.
Yeah, so...
It's a show.
Welcome to another hour's worth of awesome in 30 minutes or less. I'm GA.
Oh, I'm Sparky. Hi there. Ho there, everyone.
And I'm Peeker.
And this is It's a Show. It's a short this week with our special guest, Amy Metcalf, celebrating all of the celebrations in her impending life this week. And we're going to get this out the door shortly. We're taping live from Sparky's Sanctuary on Stanhope. And directly after this, Amy, we really wish you were in studio because it's our spring wine special, and we're going to bring in a couple of special guests there, too.
Oh, you're going to test wine and then talk about it?
As long as that lasts, yeah. as long as we're coherent.
I want to do that.
Yeah, you're invited. If you make it back to town from your latest exotic gig, you're more than welcome.
When are you doing it? Like right after this interview?
Yeah, whenever you're done talking.
Never.
Once upon a time, we actually taped this interview in a different universe, and that didn't turn out so well, and I blame Sparky.
It got abducted.
The one thing that I want to get back to from that interview is getting to know you. What is the wallpaper on your phone and or computer right now, Amy Metcalf?
It is a picture of me and my best friend Maddie on a wall in Mexico.
Okay. Oh, yeah. This is bringing back memories from our last conversation. Okay. So let's get into it. Let's deal with what we have to deal with. Sparky love life update with Maddie.
Oh, jeez.
There's been progress, yes. Sparky, from what I understand.
Hashtag Maddie plus Sparky.
Hashtag Maddie plus Sparky is beautiful. Okay. So you said that this young, strapping young man was interested perhaps in, a blind date. Semi-blind date, and what did she say?
She said she laughed, and she thought the fact that there was a hashtag for it was hilarious, and that she, I told her that Sparky was going to be making some appearances for at HMV and my CD release party, and that maybe she could, glance at him there.
He'll wear a flower in his lapel.
Okay, that's how we'll know it's him.
That's how you'll know.
Do I even have a lapel? This is what I need to know.
I'll rent you one from the costume shop. Okay, so Maddie is like, is she got an even-keeled, fun personality like you? Is she open to new ideas?
Oh, yeah, she's more open to new ideas than me, and she gives everybody a chance, and she's just like a better person than I am, so.
She likes orphans.
It'll be good.
That's good news. She likes orphans. Spark, you're in. The rest is up to you, so don't blow this. Okay, on Instagram, I want to mention It's a Show has 24 followers strong. We are on Twitter at It's a Show Pod, and I believe we're in the 350 plus mark right now for people who like us. And then Facebook, It's a Show podcast, and we're way over the top there. We're at 112 or something. Help us hashtag grow the show anytime. Just spread the word. If you're an Amy Metcalf fan, we're striving to be the number one independently produced podcast in Canada. Can you help us? Yes. Can you help us?
Yes.
All right.
I commit to the help.
Thank you so much.
Help we need, 100%.
Grow the show.
Grow the show.
Getting
well, Sparky might technically be, you know, like my best friend-in-law, so.
Yeah, that's right.
Best
yeah.
friend-in-law.
Yeah.
That could be a
locking
thing.
It in.
That's exciting to hear those words, actually. Getting back to getting to know you. Question two, what's the one word you are guilty of using far too often?
It would definitely be literally, except for, I mean, I've been aware that I've been using it more than I should be for the last 2 or 3 months, so I think I've toned down the literally-ness, but that's definitely one of them, I think.
We applaud you for that great effort. Keep it going, sister. You got this.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm at least like an hour strong, I think.
This could go sideways. Question three, what is the last thing you searched on Google?
I have to look at my phone to know that. It's the horse show that I was just at. I'm coming back from a horse show right now, and I was at Amber Lee Meadows, and that's what I...
And we'll take your word for that. I guess that's all we can
boring,
do.
Boring, right?
Peeker.
Are you guys in a crime scene? What's going on?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a sketch neighborhood.
We're in a new studio. It's a nice neighborhood. It's a mature neighborhood.
We're working on the studio location change, as I recall. So MCC, if you're listening right now, Music Center Canada, it would be awesome to have It's a Show to promote you live in-house on a regular basis.
It's a great neighborhood for myself and my future bride, Maddie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. We're taking that hashtag to the end of the earth now.
Yeah. Sparky,
yes.
This is serious. Do you like cats?
I would have a cat if I was allowed, yes.
Friends off.
All right. Cat equals Maddie, and Maddie equals cat.
Okay. Is it just one, or is there a lot?
She just wants, when she moves out, which is soon, she just wants one, and she wants a Savannah cat, one of those big, like, dog cats.
What the hell's a dog cat? What's that mean? What's a dog cat?
Well, it's just really big. Like, if you look up a Savannah cat, Tara Lee knows what those are. She's probably got some in her garage.
She has no garage and no crazy cats in there, just a Telecaster, and he's all good.
Oh, that's not so bad. The Savannah cat's quite lovely. Looks like a baby leopard.
You'll say anything at this point of desperation. Don't even just think about it. Sleep on it. How much? How big of a pussy can you handle is what I'm asking.
Well, that's another episode.
Okay. Oh, that was awkward for everyone.
Let's hope the computer eats that one.
You get a double bell for that, sister. Oh, my God, that's gold. Sparky just got it now.
That's terrible.
Oh, good. Amy, it's a miracle that this broadcast is actually attempted to be recorded right now, even because I'm going to text you a picture of a gadget I'm looking at, and it is like the craziest thing I've ever seen. It's a it's a sprocket, and it's got a cable plugged into every single peripheral orifice.
This is our new this is our new headphone splitter that I just picked up today because we have a world record 1, 2, 3, 4 people in this sitting, plus 5, of course, you are joining us on the phone, Amy.
Oh, wow.
There is no end to the voodoo that Sparky controls over there.
And then you're going to add wine into that mix?
That's right.
Okay, who's the last person who called or texted you besides us?
I believe it would be Rob Smith.
Oh, well played, Amy Metcalf.
He actually came and supported me at my horse show today.
And he doesn't even really like horses. He's more of a...
Yeah, he does.
He's more...
You don't say that.
Okay, I'm just guessing. So let's talk about Rob Smith for a second. He is a powerful man. He presides over the oldest country music record label in the nation, who have survived because they have a lot of intelligence and are on the cutting edge, and they sign artists like you. Tell us about the day or the process of Rob Smith signing you to royaltyrecords.ca.
Well, it was quite a long process, actually, because I met him at my first CC Maze. I sang at the Royalty Records party via Stacey Roper from HeyRomeo.com.
Oh,
And
subtle
then
name drop.
I kind of waltzed around and looked around and talked to a lot of people. And I found that Royalty, you know, Rob in general, he kind of wanted me to be a better version of myself, not just kind of what they saw me as or what music they wanted me to sing. And I thought for my first time signing with someone, I can't really get any better than that. to have somebody that's going to support you and have experience in the industry, but also, you know, allow you to grow as you would have on your own anyways, is a really cool thing.
Sounds impressive. He said those exact words to me about 20 years ago. I want you to be a better version of yourself, Craig. One of us took
that
to heart.
What meeting is that in?
What is the one food you cannot resist when it's laid out before you?
Salt and vinegar, anything.
What music, Amy Metcalf, are you currently listening to?
Like, we're not talking about immediately, like, what I was just listening to. We're talking about in general in the last couple months.
Yes, sure. Generalize.
I've been listening because I've been really tired lately because I've been pretty busy. So I've been listening to, like, things that make me wake up. So kind of like Ellie Goulding and Avicii, things that pound your head, basically.
Not the Tay-Bay version?
Pardon?
You're not listening to Tay-Bay's version of Avicii?
No, sorry, Tay-Bay.
Oh, my God.
Who is Tay-Bay? So wake me up when it's all over.
When I'm wiser and I'm older. I'm so sorry, Tay-Bay.
How dare you?
Who is Tay-Bay? That guy? I know. I mean, he's like covering like all these songs.
Because he's a genius, that's why. Hey, Tay-Bay, shout out from the guy who loves you the most in this room.
Holla.
Holla at ya. And all your
Holla
babies.
Tay-Bay.
Got a lot of babies
hey,
over there.
Hey,
Tay-Bay.
What movie makes you laugh the most? Gut laugh, like craziness.
Oh, my gosh. See, that's kind of a thing because I don't actually have a laugh.
You don't laugh?
It's been a struggle. No, it's been a struggle for me for, you know, a very long time. I kind of have this silent thing that happens. And I try to make up laughs, but it doesn't really work.
Wow. That is a tragedy. You don't have a laugh.
I know. I'm probably going to write a book about it, finding my laugh. Maybe if I ever find a boyfriend, he'll make me, if I can laugh, then I'll know, okay, this is the guy I'm going to marry.
Well, you should date Sparky because he'd make you laugh.
Hey, I can't. He's dating my best friend.
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. Back up, Sparky.
That could almost work as a filter, though, right? You date the best friend.
Yeah.
And then you find out if things don't work out, then you know all the positives and the negatives.
And this is all going to play well into my large grandmaster plan of the reality show that I'm going to create with all the royalty artists, including yourself and Rob Smith. So, yeah, that if you could do that, that would be good. Like, you know, fall in love with your best friend's guy. That would be amazing. What drives you absolutely crazy besides inane podcast people?
I think one of the things that is really annoying is when somebody tells you to do something that you're already currently on your way to do, or like say you're walking towards the door to close it. And someone's like, can you close that door? Yeah, I was just doing that.
Oh.
Makes you kind of not want to do it. No, I don't know if that's just a rebellious thing for me, but it's annoying.
You've been listening to Amy Metcalf and Getting to Know You. You can get
hit that note.
You can get to know Amy even better at a bunch of gigs this week in Red Deer, Alberta, Canada, at the HMV in-store appearance. That's happening at Tuesday at 6 at Bauer Place Shopping Center. We're going to have an acoustic performance there. And then on Thursday, we celebrate the launch of the EP live at the Chalet, the Holiday Inn Chalet, Westerner Park. 6 o'clock start on that also with a full band show. And Amy's entire life and the fact that she has no laugh and everything is completely detailed at amymetcalf.com.
Yeah, exactly. And we're also going to be announcing the new couple at HMV. So.
Yeah, that's a unveil.
Yeah, stay tuned, Sparky.
Okay.
You might be involved.
Oh, I know what she's saying. She's alluding to the duet.
Oh, right.
Cleverly
right,
alluding
right.
to the duet
that
she's
yeah.
got coming out, which we failed to cover. And
this is a secret, though. Remember from earlier?
It's under wraps.
Right. It's under wraps.
Totally under wraps. I'm not saying nothing. Before we go, last night I got to attend a really cool event. It was a wine tasting festival at the college that is near here. And I met this young Chinese gentleman named Michael. And he is an import-export fiend with all the liquors and the alcohols and the beers and everything. So I got talking to him.
What does he do?
He's an importer.
Just imports, no exports?
He's an importer-exporter, okay?
And then it got me thinking about you because you're going to China.
Oh, I'm like, because of the import-export, I'm like, what do you think I'd do?
Well, there's endless possibilities of what you could do if you need extra money.
Yes, I'm going to China in July. I'm going to Chengdu. Took me about 3 weeks to learn that name. So, I'm going to sing at an international music festival there, and it's going to be fun.
Wow.
And yeah, that answer really sounded like a hockey interview. I was just about to say, you know, if I think if we keep playing good together and our defense is good, we can win this game for sure.
It's a timely analogy. Now, here's the other thing is I talked to Michael and I asked him about country music in China. And he said, no, we don't like country music. We only like rock and pop. So you got a mountain to climb there, sister.
Well, you know what, Michael, at the wine tasting thing, you don't know. There's a lot of people there if he's not aware.
Yeah, and you only got to make one fan at a time.
All right. I mean, 10,000 there, they're like, if you know, somebody that's underground band in China has like 100,000 followers on Twitter. And they're like, oh, yeah, nobody likes him. But I mean, in Canada, we're like, they're a superstar. So I'd probably be okay with nobody liking me at 10,000.
Well, Michael knows all about the liquor, so he can't know about everything in the music and stuff. So
right.
In your face, Michael, is what we're saying.
Yeah, ha, 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 ha.
All right, now Sparky's dying to play the new single. He keeps cranking it up in the background. So tell us about Forecast Said Forever.
Forecast Said Forever is my recent single to radio, and it is kind of like a spring/summery jam. It's an upbeat tune. It was written about somebody's memory who lasts longer than they did. Unfortunately, that's the case for some people. Not always in a negative way, but for me, I was actually really surprised when I was writing it that I was writing about that person. But it's just kind of the way that it came out, and I hope that when people listen to it, that they can relate to it too.
Well, Amy, as a hardline journalist, you know I have to ask, who is this song about?
I ain't telling no one.
You know what? Actually, I hope you don't mind, but I've actually started using that Forecast Is Forever line.
That you have? Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's a pickup line?
No, I keep reminding my wife that the forecast is forever, and she looks at me and she just leaves. So I don't know if she's moving or
it's
what
all
she's
about
doing.
The delivery, I think, is...
Yeah, just like, you know, come out of the shower and I'm all looking good.
Actually,
and I'm like, forecast is forever, baby. And she's like, no.
And she walks away. That is unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Wow, keep using it. It'll work soon.
Amy Metcalf, thank you so much for joining us on the It's a Show podcast. We truly appreciate it. We wish you nothing but safe travels and the best of luck. And you have been a very entertaining guest, probably in our top... 1 percentile of entertaining guest stars. I got to be honest with you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me.
I remember walking on the beach, thinking about you and me together. I remember wondering if you'd only love me for the summer. I remember saying, I ain't your game, boy. Then I found myself thinking about you in the middle of December. Snow blew so hard, the memory of your smile looks so much better. Wondering where you went, it's like the cold came when you were gone. Away the leaves, reminds me it's been a year since you left me. I hate that, I hate the thoughts of you that come and go. And I don't know why all the seasons of my life pass me by, and all I think of is your eyes. But I rewind all the time to the memories that fill my mind. Wishing time wasn't so fast. Wondering if you'd change the You go.